Friday wind down. Kick off your weekend the right way.
I bet you didn't expect us to take it so mellow on you when we kicked off the show and we were introducing Mthandazo as our guest for the Friday wind down. People already started getting down, Mthandazo. They were playing your songs in the car and getting ready just to lahlamlenze, you know. But now with this version, the saxophone version, it's absolutely beautiful. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's such a pleasure to have you in studio. And it's clear, just even from the reaction that we had when we announced that you're going to be our guest today, that you enjoy quite a lot of support. People love your music.
I'm getting a lot of love. I think it's also because my music speaks to their souls. It speaks to their hearts, yeah.
Let's talk about your journey. Where did it all begin for you?
It started off in primary school. I was part of the school choir. In high school, again, I was part of the school choir. And then there was this show, SABC show called Jam Alley. I know I'm revealing my
age. No. You don't look young enough to even, old enough to even know what Jam Alley is, Mthandazo. Please, come down. You do not know a single thing about Jam Alley. You heard about it from your aunts and your uncles. You know nothing about Jam Alley.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. But yeah, so 2010, I think that was the last season, if not closer to the ending of the show. But yeah, 2010, I won second prize on Jam Alley. And this is where my passion for music got fueled. You know, this is where I realized I have so much potential. And little did I know it would take me, you know, 10 more years for me to actually find my breakthrough. But yeah, it's just been years of grinding, trying to push, you know, hoping that, you know, my breakthrough would be, you know, just the next day, you know. But yeah, man, it's been quite a journey. And because I'm a patient and I believe so much in things happening in God's timing, you know, I had to wait for the right time.
It can be discouraging, especially when you have been launched on such a big platform,
yeah,
like Jam Alley, which yeah, had a national audience. Millions of South Africans yeah, used to tune into that show. And naturally, when people see you on TV, they're like, okay, so you're a star now. You've made it now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it was. But for me, it was really encouraging more than it was discouraging, you know. Those challenges, they sort of like built this character that I have now. So I feel like it had to happen. It had to be that way. Had I gotten all these opportunities then, I don't think I would have, you know, been the same person that I am, you know, understand, you know, how to treat people, you know, understand the industry broadly, you know. So for me, that was like sort of like a varsity for me. I was being prepared for this moment, you know. I'm at a point now where sometimes I get people who think I don't know where I am. I don't realize their value or how big I am. And I'm like, I don't need to, you know, show up to people and tell them this is who I am. You know what I mean? I still need to keep the human being inside of me and be one with people. So I feel like all those years shaped me to be this person that I am today.
What went into this 10-year period?
Yeah.
On the one hand, I suppose, on the music part, but did you at any point in this 10 years find yeah, yourself thinking about, actually, I need to be investing my time elsewhere too, because
yeah,
music is just not bringing in what it's supposed to?
In these 10 years, I tried working, but so everything I did, I wanted it to fit this dream. So each job that I got, I wanted it to fit this dream. And unfortunately, it couldn't, because most of the jobs I got, I couldn't have time to go to studio, you know. So I was like, this is not for me. I also went into radio as well. And I imagine that because I'm on radio every weekend, it would help me as well to, you know, push this dream of being, you know, a known musician. It also didn't work out. I was like, I know. Let me focus full time on
yeah,
music.
What kind of jobs did you do?
I was in communications for some company. I also worked as a pizza chef.
Pizza chef. So you make some good pizza.
Yeah.
So you make some good pizzas, Mtandazo.
Yeah, and I was also a cleaner. Yeah.
Where were you? You don't have to mention the name of the company, but yeah, what kind of organization
was it? I cleaned malls.
What?
I cleaned companies, establishments like this one. You know,
sure.
Yeah. Young as I was, I carried that mop with pride, you know, because I knew what I wanted, you know.
Did anybody recognize you? Because you had already had,
I had
Jam
a lot of people.
Win,
I had a lot of people who recognized me. But I also loved it.
Yeah.
Because it said to me, there is a spot for me in this industry if people can recognize me from just one TV episode.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
What would they say to you?
Some would ask me, why are you here? Why aren't you in studio somewhere with all these big artists? I'm like, unfortunately, it's not what it looks like, you know. Sometimes that show can make, you know, your dreams come true, but sometimes it's just they're just making TV sometimes, you know what I mean? Because I was explaining also this whole Gem Blaster thing. I was like, I didn't even get that Gem Blaster, you know, I just got money.
After all that, we demand the Gem Blaster. Somebody needs to get in touch with those producers. We need the Gem Blaster.
So sometimes TV is TV, you know, but yeah, it's a show that launched a lot of careers, but it's not for everyone. I mean, you still need to build certain networks, build certain connections, know certain people. Yes, they give you a platform for you to showcase your talent. And if you're lucky, someone is going to spot you, you know what I mean? But unfortunately for me, it wasn't the case. You know, I had to grind, and just understand the industry. I'm grateful for that experience as well.
It sounds like the journey has taught you a great deal of resilience and discipline towards pursuing a dream.
Yeah.
Because that's what it requires, right?
Yeah.
It's when you've had a moment that makes you feel like you have tasted your dream, but to be brought back into a reality that's so far off, you need a lot of resilience to be able to keep pushing for it.
Yeah. But more than anything, I feel like I always say I can't take credit for everything I've achieved, because I was a kid, you know. I could have easily, you know, got into, you know, all these kind of things. But because I'm a praying man, I believe so much in God. I pray so much. I feel like God guided me through this journey. It had to happen. It's what I'm called for. You know, it's not just talent. I feel like this is my calling. That's why I bump into people who tell me that this and that song of yours got me through this and that situation, you know. And that's what I love. I love touching people through the music.
So I want to then come to this moment, and when we're done playing it, I want to find out from you how significant this moment was, and to what exchange it changed your world.
I can cover you forever, I'm certain, 'cause I still get nervous.
Mthandazo, talk to me about that. You were doing what a lot of young people do these days, setting up an account on TikTok, creating content like most people do.
Yeah.
Until this moment happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
I remember on the day I had released a new EP, very early in the morning, I decided to just browse through the net and see which playlists I'm part of. And then I decided to jump onto my TikTok, and the first thing that popped was this beautiful song by John Legend. And I've always been a fan, you know. And I took a screenshot. I sent it to my manager. I'm like, I need to jump onto this. I feel like something is going to happen, you know. And because he understands how I work, he was like, go for it, man. I know if you're feeling like something is going to happen, you know, I know something's going to happen.
And it was a challenge at the time, right?
Yeah, it was
an open challenge.
Yeah, it was an open challenge for everyone.
Yeah.
And I went to studio. So as I was listening to it, I could feel like some vibes to it. And I felt like if it could get an African touch, you know, some magic would happen to it. And really, after I recorded it, you know, posted that thing, not long after I posted, my TikTok was exploding, you know, and I was trending all over, you know. And fast forward, you're meeting John Legend now, and and the song is now remixed by Black Coffee. You know, it's quite a big thing.
You have to tell us how it happened. So, because...
Oh, we have time for that.
Yes, yes, okay, we've got time great. For that. Because the thing is, now you fast forward and it's like, it's all just a dream. Okay, so you published on TikTok. It's viral. Jiggy, jiggy. You're shaking hands with John Legend. There's a whole story in between.
Okay. Okay, so it started going viral on TikTok. And then he commented on the very same day later that night. He commented with fire emojis. And I thought that was it. You know, John Legend.
You must have lost your mind, though.
I did. I actually did. You know, I jumped off my bed and started screaming. You know, I took screenshots of that. You know, it was a crazy moment.
Post on all family and friend groups.
Yeah. And I thought, yeah, this is it. This is the time now. Because I had released a song prior to that saying that I'm a global artist now and I'm known all over the world. You know, little did I know I was actually speaking it into existence. I was telling the universe, this is what I want. You know? And so it went viral that Friday. It carried on TikTok. On Sunday, on Twitter, someone posted and it goes viral on Twitter now. People are talking about me, labels are posting me and everything. You know, some, you know, making jokes. They want to DM me, what, you know. And while I was just busy enjoying all of that, John Legend again, he called retweets, fire emojis again. You know, and people start dragging Black Coffee now into the post. They're like, Mr. Coffee, please change this guy's life. Team up with John Legend and change this kid's life. And he didn't take time. He replied on that very same post. Said, John, let's go. You know,
sure.
And I was like, now I'm gone. Now this is it. And while we're busy trying to communicate with his team to get this song to be remixed and everything, they just kept quiet. Didn't say anything. We were like, this guy's...
You're like, here goes another gem early.
Yeah, you know. And
I mustn't get in trouble with the gem early people.
And it was also another Friday morning, 12 midnight. My manager, fortunately, he was up at that time. He receives a call and he decides to pick it at that time. And they're like, if you have anything scheduled from Tandazo for this day, please make sure you reschedule. We need this day cleared because it's going to change Mtandazo's life. You know, so they tell him that it's actually a corporate gig that is going to change my life. It's
okay.
Bigger than anything, but we should not disclose on social media and everything. We should be quiet about it.
Okay.
And then we go to Sun Arena. They're like, you have no idea why you're here, do you? I'm like, I just know that it's a corporate gig and I'm not supposed to say anything about it. They're like, oh, great. John Legend is actually here. He asked that we look for you because he wants to meet you and he'd love to perform with you for two nights. Yeah, I'm still shocked I didn't collapse that day.
It sounds like the stuff movies are made of, Mtandazo.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I still can't believe it. You know, whenever I think of it, I'm like, yeah, God, it really is amazing. And it is important to speak life into your words. You know, because these are things I had said. Even Black Coffee, I used to talk about him on most of my interviews that I'd love to work with him one day. I remember this one post where I said, I am going to work with Black Coffee one day. You know, and, you know, God blesses me with that moment. And, yeah, man.
So do you meet John Legend on that day?
I met him on that day. We perform on that very same day. Imagine, for an opportunity this big, you'd need like a month or so to prepare. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure. Because I was prepared, you know, for this moment, because I've been saying that I want to be a global star. And yeah, I just prayed about it. I was like, thank you, God, for this moment. let me not mess it up, because sometimes your big moment may also be your moment to fall, you know. So I was like, let me do it. You know, we did a quick, very short rehearsal. He was like, now we're good to go. See you later. And I was like, I'm...
Okay, how many times did you have to pinch yourself just to remind yourself that you're not dreaming? This is happening. This is real life.
The entire time when I was at the Sun Arena, because remember, I didn't even have an outfit, because I remember, I didn't know.
It's just a corporate gig.
Yeah, it's just a corporate gig, you know, and now I'm being told this guy is very stylish. You need to wear something that will pop out and everything. So we had to look around now, looking for a suit, you know. I bought that suit that very same day. It was not even tailored. I had to wear I had to wait that very same day and go perform. You know?
This is what they mean when they say you must always be ready for the opportunities that you are praying for and waiting for.
Yeah.
They must find you ready.
Yeah.
What an absolutely incredible story. Our Friday wind down guest, Thandazo Gatsha, and many of you, of course, by now would have heard the remix to that song that he did with John Legend, and as you heard later, Black Coffee. But we're talking about his journey, and we'll also, of course, be playing you more of his music. There's lots to talk about, but I also want to play some of his music. So we'll do that on the other side of the 11:30 news.
Celebrating our music heritage right here on the Friday Wind Down.
Sisso, 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 Bambana. Let's have the conversation. WhatsApp voice notes on 0614 104 107.
Wow, Auskethi. The name says it all. You know, the guy is a prayer warrior, Auskethi, and he's very patient. You know, from all those things that he went through to John Legend, he's still humble. I love you, man. I love you, man. Shout out to you, man.
Hello, Katie. Speaking to Soyama and King Williamstown. I'm listening to your show. I just saw on Facebook now that Umthandazo is from Kofim Vava, Katiana. I didn't know that. Can he please share with us the background of his growing up at Kofim Vava, if Ukulelepa grew up that side? I love his music. What I love most about his music is seeing the kids singing along with the music. How does it, that makes him feel seeing kids singing along with his on his song?
Morning again, Kathy. Listening to that is like I'm listening to Jabu Kanyile. Is that what inspired him or motivated him to play the kind of music that he's playing?
All right, thanks for some of those WhatsApp voice notes that have started coming through. Of course, I'll also take your calls on 086-000-2032 is the number to dial. You can send more of those WhatsApp voice notes from Mthandazo on 0614-104-107. So, Mthandazo, those are the questions from our listeners.
I think I remember just a few. Okay, how do I feel when kids sing along to my music? My music, the purpose of my music, it's either to educate, to revive your spirit, give hope to someone that has lost hope. So to see kids also learning from my music, because I teach in the music. So when they're singing along, I'm guessing they're learning. So It makes me happy. Kofim Vaba is home, but I wasn't raised and born there. I was born and bred here in Joburg, but the family moved back.
Okay.
And because of this passion, I stayed behind to try and pursue this dream. But I go home every now and then. Every holiday, I go home. And I'm trying to remember the other question.
Jabu Kanyile?
He's a huge inspiration. I grew up listening to him. But I also grew up listening to Maskandi because I grew up in front of taxi drivers. I was raised as a boy by taxi drivers. So I used to drive around with these guys. And, you know, the genre they play is Maskandi. And I fell in love with that sound. And it has had a huge impact into how I sing, how I articulate, you know. And, yeah,
Well, one can hear traces of the genre in your music, but also in your voice. And yet, if I look at what has happened in the last year, sort of with the release of your latest projects, I mean, you know, you've been nominated in R&B categories. So how do you describe your music, perhaps in your own words?
I don't like describing it, but one has to fall into, you know, a certain category, or fall under rather a certain category. I love referring to my music as just music, you know, or African music rather, if you want to categorize it or label it, because I don't want to be trapped into any category. I don't want to be known as an Afropop artist or a house vocalist, or, you know, I just do whatever feels right. But yeah, you can call it African music, or you can call it Afropop, I don't know.
So when you are with the record labels or your teams, and they're having conversations around, okay, how must we brand him?
Yeah.
What is the brand position that you've taken? African pop?
Yeah, African pop. But just without any limitations, African pop, yeah.
When it comes to collaborations, how do you decide who to work with?
Energy more than anything. I love people who want to work with me. I don't like forced collaborations. You see, even when Senzen was a big song in the country, you know, me and my manager agreed that we're not going to be chasing after people forcing all these collabs because I have a big song. It should be people who want to work with me, because they are aware of who I am, and some do know that I want to work with them. But if they don't feel the need to reach out because of pride, arrogance, you know, let's let it happen because of energy, because I don't write the music. It comes from a spiritual place. You know, I get into studio because of the energy. I feed off your energy. If you are giving me good energy, we're going to make, you know, beautiful music. So, yeah, I work with people who want to work. But more than anything, I love people who are not into trends. I don't love people who are chasing clout. I never get into studio with the intention of making a hit or a song that will trend or go viral or whatsoever. I always go to studio wanting to make music that will leave you with something to take home. So those type of artists are my, you know, ideal collabs.
So you're not sitting there thinking about, I need to release an album and a special amapiano.
No.
Exclusive album or what? Short series album, you know, just in the sound.
No. And that's also why I do not have any pressure in this industry. Even when, you know, I don't get that much recognition, it doesn't really offend me. It doesn't really, you know, I'm in the right lane. This is what I want to do. I feel like I've achieved most of what I want to achieve, because like I said, the main purpose for me is to touch the people at home, you know, people who are going to be telling me that my music is having this and that impact in their lives. That for me is an achievement.
We've got one such listener on the line, but I wonder if the team is ready to help me do this. Can we play a bit of that song that Denzel just absolutely loves? Because he's on the line and we're going to be speaking to him in a moment. Before we get into Denzel and what he has to say, of course, we start off the show with a song. So, Denzel, you said something happens when the song comes on. Something about e-wallets and ding-dings and notifications.
Good morning, Jimon.
Good morning. Good morning, Denzel.
Kathy, Jimon, when my money reflects, when the bank says, I say, did I pay? My brother, Timon, I want to thank you, my brother. You know, we have so much hardship in this country, but you personify hope, peace, love, happiness. You know, in apartheid era, our grandparents used to listen to Jonas Gwangwa and them and all those artists, and to get them through this hardship. You are there for us now, my brother. It's Friday, I'm happy. During the week, I cry politics. But when Friday comes, I say two bandung drafts and I relax and I listen to your music, my brother. You and Jason, brother, you are my favorite artist. Thank you. I thank you. Cassie, you are very lucky, my dear.
Denzel, thank you so much for that lovely call. So Denzel, what I love about it is also that you sing the song with confidence. So I'm going to ask the team just to drop the song in the background. Denzel, I want to hear your version of the lyrics. I'm in love with your version of the lyrics.
I can't speak the language. I just go. It's all about.
Yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. Please sing it for us one more time, Denzel.
Okay. Listen, captain, captain. Your land now, my ears.
Denzel, that was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
My brother, enjoy life. Keep safe, please.
Thank you so much, Denzel. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, man.
And I guess that's the beauty about music, right? That as long as if it has moved somebody, for you as an artist, I imagine it's part of the job done.
Yes, that's a great achievement for me. Mm. Yeah.
So last year was a big year for you. Interview did so well. You were nominated in the Metros in a number of categories. And just... your career just seems to have lifted into the next level. How would you describe it?
I'm so happy. You know, it is a good thing, you know, to see that your work is being appreciated. You know, these awards are just more of a token of appreciation, you know, for the work that we put into this craft. So I am happy to be nominated, and I wish that this is the time now where I take one home, because I've been getting nominations. This is the fifth nomination. This is the fifth overall nomination. Now I'm talking Metros and Summers, you know, for me, and I haven't taken anything home, and it doesn't really bother me, but I'd be happy if I got something. This time,
are you getting the John Legend feeling this time?
I've been having it for quite some time now. It's been weeks. I've actually been telling, you know, my manager that I think we're winning it this time. You know, I can feel it. Yeah.
Well, we certainly wish you the best with it, and we'll come back with that single for our listeners. Our Friday wind-down guest is Mthandazo Gatya. We'll continue the conversation with him shortly. Of course, we'll also be back with some of the voice notes that you're sending.
Let's have the conversation. WhatsApp voice notes on 0614 104 107.
Hello, Kathy. I just want to say congratulations to Mthandazo. I remember when I saw that video, and Aldrin and I on X or Twitter, we responded and I said to Alren, I hope that John Legend, because John Legend is one of my, you know, artists that I've been following since I was, when he started actually. And then I said to Alren, I pray that, you know, John Legend sees that and they collaborate. And guess what? The next thing we know, it's like, I think the following day or so, he posted, Tan doesn't say, this is what is happening. So like he's saying that, you know, you speak it to the universe and the universe, I believe in the power of manifestation and God and, you know, your ancestors, all of them just conspiring to make it possible. So congratulations. I saw your post the other day on Twitter that you, I think your EP, your album is out. I really, really want to congratulate you and I enjoy your music. This is Tepiso.
Oh, Kathy, hey, man, hey, it's possible, eh? It's possible. Just hearing him tell you the story gives me goosebumps. It's possible. People, your dreams are valid. Like, yo, 10 years, it's not a joke, guys. It's possible. Wonderful musician.
Sizo Bambana Tina. Sizo Bambana Tina. Kumyama Ematasana. Sizo. Dalalo. Dalali. Ayayo. Ah, Sis Kathy. Happy Friday. And your guest, you are playing the good music. Is Percy in Matlosana. Thank you for the great show and your team.
Oh gosh. Oh Percy. Yeah, I never know what to expect from you guys. Tandazo, how does it feel? Just hearing people appreciate you and the music and just how inspiring your story is.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, this music comes from a very genuine place, and to see it being appreciated so much, it makes me really happy. It fulfills me, yeah.
Okay, so this year, we're hoping it's going to be the year that you take home the first award, the first big award anyway. Yeah. So let's talk about what people can do to support you in your nomination on the metros, and also just where people who want to come out to support you can, some of the shows that you might be part of.
Yeah. So people can vote by dialing *120*45787. You press OK. And then you press 1 to accept the terms and conditions. And then instead of scrolling down with those zeros, just press 18. It'll take you to my category and you'll see I'm number 4. That'll be Best R&B. And yeah, also people who are interested in watching me perform live today, I have a free show. It's actually R1.50 to get in at the Reef Hotel in Johannesburg. So R1.50 gets you in. The aim is to vote. That R1.50, we're going to use it towards your vote for me to win the award. So yeah, for everyone that wants to come through, just have your R1.50 in your phone. You don't need to have it in cash. Just your R1.50 airtime gets you in. And yeah, I'll be also taking people through the voting process. I'll be having my people there that will be guiding them through the process. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd be happy if people came through.
So it's just a bit of a campaign around getting people to actually vote for you for the Metro Awards.
Yes, yes.
Well, Mtandazo, it's been an absolute pleasure being in conversation with you. Hopefully the next time we speak, you will have that award in your hand. We certainly wish you the very best for the future. And I don't know if there's a parting shot that you want to leave with us before I officially wrap the show up.
I know. Everything. I feel like we've covered everything. Maybe I can share the socials. Mtandazo Gaja on Twitter. Mthandazo Gatya on Instagram, Mthandazo Gatya on TikTok, Mthandazo Gatya on Facebook, no underscore, no nothing, just Mthandazo Gatya. Thank you.
Mthandazo, it's been an absolute pleasure being in conversation with you. To our listeners, it's been a great week. Thank you all for tuning in. And always a pleasure to wrap it up in the best way that we know how, really appreciating some of the best that South Africa has to offer in the arts. So on that note, that's where I'll leave it on the talking point. But I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Mthandazo. Which direction should we go? I don't know. I feel like I want to hear Senzeni, but we must play Iwallet. Oh, I'm so confused. So I leave it in the hands of our TD. It's been a pleasure. Have a lovely weekend. We're back with you again between Monday and midday. Goodbye.
Celebrating our music heritage right here on the Friday Wind Down.
Hey boy.